We begin the current daf. Let's need the daf lamed. Begin several lines down with the top of the yamed. But the gemara continues from the discussion of the previous daf. That is, we had introduced a teaching from Yeshua ben Levi, which related to the halacha of our previous mishnah regarding if a woman was walking in the river and she miscarried, doesn't know what exactly she miscarried. He said that she could bring a carbon and it could be eaten, different than the halacha of our mishnah because it was hulzik ubra. And the reason that is because it might be a Safak Nevela, might not have been a Leda. So he said, Halach Achareb Nashim. We go after the majority of women. Most women give birth to a bona fide child. On that, the Gemara Ravin brought that Rabbi Yisrael Reb Chanin had asked from a Braisa, which he said, as the Gemara explained, why he felt it wasn't difficult. And in that Braisa, we had the following case. Regarding a woman that we know that was pregnant, then she came back, she didn't have the pregnancy anymore. And she doesn't know exactly when it was lost. So, and then she was 3 weeks tar in front of us, and then 10 weeks alternating, 1 week tummy, 1 week tar, 1 week tummy, 1 week tar. So on that, the Bryce had said that she could only have relations the night of the 35th night, and then we had a machlekes regarding how many immersion does she need. Beishame said she needs to immerse herself 95 times over that whole, all that time period. Beis Hillel said 35 times, and Beis Yehuda says only one time. So the Gemara explained what's the reason that Bishami said she has to have 95 tefillah. So both Bishami and Bishal are going with the halacha concept of halacha of that tefillah bezman and mitzvah. There's a mitzvah to immerse the first opportunity possible. So every time it might be a time of immersion, so then you have to immerse right then. So as the Gemara explained, the reason for that is the first week and the night times you have to immerse because maybe she gave birth to a boy. And maybe it was a week ago, and now it's the right after the first week of Tumah, which is when the days of giving birth to a boy ends. So every night she has to immerse herself. In the second week, she has to immerse herself at night times, because maybe she gave birth to a girl, which that was 2 weeks ago. And there the Tumah is 2 weeks. And also during the daytime of the second week, because maybe she was a Yeled Zachar Bezaif. Not only did she give birth to a boy, but it was also another week, which because she had a Tumah of Ziva during those 3 days beforehand, and then she has to have another week of Nikia, and there the tefillah is during the day, not during the nighttime. The third week, she has to immerse herself during the daytime because maybe she gave birth to a girl, Bezaiv. And regarding the night times, Beishami go according to their opinion that they hold that you have tefillah siyam archa, Yeledis has to tevil after the end of the 80 days. So in the daytime of the third week, every daytime might be the end of the 80 days. And so on, as the Gemara explained in the top of our Amid, Beishami would hold that for the rest of the 80 days, which is the Gemara went through the calculation, 66 minus the third week, which we're counting anyway, that's 59, plus the 35 days, which is actually 36 days from the beginning that we just counted, that comes for a sum total of 95 days. That was the written opinion of Bishamai, how many immersions for the case that we described a woman has to immerse herself in that situation. And that the Gemara continues explaining, they disagree with the halacha concept of Bishamai, which takes away that whole chunk of post 3 weeks, of that every single day having to immerse, because this might be the end, every single night immersing, because that might be the end of the 80 days of when she gave birth to a possible girl. Basil hold, you don't have to immerse yourself at the end. So therefore, they don't even hold that the night time of the third week requires immersion, because there's nothing more here. So the first week, okay, could be she gave birth to a boy. Second week, could be it was a girl, and daytime occurring, you led this bizarre for a boy, when she gave birth to a boy. In the third week, by daytime, maybe she led this nekeva bizarre. But the nighttime of the third week, so there's no more reason for her to immerse. And so to, for sure, further on, for the rest of the 80 days, there's no purposes. So lamed hemai of the type, but the reason is why Beisel say 35 immersions. There's only 28 because again he counts the nighttime of the first week, the daytime of the second week, and the nighttime. And the third week, there he doesn't hold to that halacha of the nighttime. He only holds of the daytime. So that comes for a total of 28, not for 35. Says the Gemara, you're right. Esther mitamanya kedamar. So you have 28, like we said before. We have 14 during the daytimes. Crossover from the weeks because the concerns of maybe Yeledis Bezaiv, and you have the 14 of the night times, which is the Tumah of Yeledis. And all of them are, like we said, a doubt, but maybe this is the end of when the Tumah just ended. Now Rashi points out the truth is, according to Beis Hillel, there's really 29. Because since, as the Gemara explained that previously, that she came ben Hashmashis, and that's how we explained that understands the extra one we add on for Bishamin, as we said on top of the summit. So there's really 15 immersions at nighttime because of the Dara Ben Hashmashes. So the reason why we didn't ask this later on is because ultimately the Gemara asks a different question and gives the same answer without answering this question, that we don't mention one tefillah of a week. We only mention entirety of the weeks. And there's also chad b'shvu'ah. This would only be one more, therefore we're not mentioning that. But you're right, according to Beis Hillel, that would require another immersion. So we're saying there's 28, fine. So where's the 35 from? So he says, hach shavua hei. This fifth week, which we said the first 3 weeks, she doesn't have any dam at all. Week 4, tamei. Week 5, tar. Week 6, tamei. Week 7, tar, and so on, oscillating, alternating. So that fifth week where she doesn't see tumat all that whole week, matfalin and kalela v'lelya, it still holds, every single night she has to immerse herself. Why? Amr seif nidahi. We could say that maybe it's the end of the nida, and when you finish the nida, you have to go ahead and immerse at nighttime. Why? Because the fourth week she saw every single day. So the first day of that fourth week, maybe that was the beginning of her days of nida. So then 7 days later, which is the first night of the fifth week, she has to immerse herself. Now, but the second night also she has to immerse herself of the fifth week. Why? Because maybe the first day of the fourth week was still from the Yimei of Tahara. Maybe we don't know when she gave birth, when that ended. Maybe it was still Yimei Tahara. So day two maybe was of the fourth week was the beginning of her Nida. Because when you're in Yimei Tahara, the blood is not Matame, it's not Nida. Maybe day two is when it started. Oh, so therefore now also you would have to immerse a week later in the second night of the fifth week, and so on and so forth for the whole old 7 days of the fifth week, she has to immerse herself. Now, the truth is also that all the nights of the seventh week when she's tar, then also you have to be in doubt, maybe it's the end of the Nida days because of the week that she was tummy beforehand. And we don't know when the days of Leda ended because it could be going on all 8 days. We don't know if it was right before she came to us, maybe 2 weeks before, 3 weeks before. But says Rashi, as the Gemara is going to shortly explain, they still hold that any immersions after the 35th night, which is the only night of Tashmish, as we explained in the previous daf, are not considered. We don't count them. Because all the tefillahs basil are only being mentioned, those that are before relations, as the Gemara is going to explain. So therefore, you're right. Although that she'll have to immerse those days too, basil doesn't consider those from the count of how many immersions we're requiring this woman. So the Gemara continues. So that's how we understand that there's the count of 35 according to basil. Now the Gemara asks on the Bryce's case conceptualization. Why does the Braisa have to say when you're coming to describe this case, which the whole ultimate purpose is the 80 days of Tahara, of the Tfulas Yoim, which we're talking about because maybe she gave birth, we don't know when she did, and 80 days is the maximum amount of time that there could be if one gives birth to a girl, and Bishami adds on Tfilas accordingly every single day, because every single night, because you don't know this might have been when the 80 days ended. So why are we mentioning a case of 10 weeks? But Tmanu Palga Saga, it's enough with 8.5 weeks, besides the 3 weeks of Tahara, because then all the days of immersion are going to be ending at the end of 80 days, which that's in the middle of the 9th week of the 10 weeks. So what's the purpose of saying 10 weeks? So it says the Gemara, I did Tana Palga the Shavua, because since we're mentioning a half a week, because to have 80 days in the middle of the 9th week, which is the week of Tummy, that's when it ends, somasically. So they conclude a whole week in the case that we're describing. Now, I did to Tana Shavu Tummy, once we're mentioning the 9th week, to have the 80 days, which ends in the middle of the 9th week, and we're concluding that week. So Tana Nama Shavu Tar, since we started off going Tummy Tar, Tummy Tar, Tummy Tar, because 3 weeks were Tar, and then we go for those 10 weeks where she has one Tummy, one Tar. So we end off that even of saying the 10th week, of the week of Tar, and that's why we described it in that case. Now, so the Gemara continues asking, well, is this really the total amount of tefillahs? But v'ika tefillah zava. There's also the tefillah of a zava, where every single week that she's tummy, you could be in doubt that maybe she's a ziva. Again, the one exception is the fourth week, where then you can't be in doubt about that, as we explained previously, because ziva only comes after the days of Nida. Here in the fourth week, she didn't see anything with the previous 3 weeks. She didn't see anything to be in the days of ziva, because ziva is only the 11 days after the 7 days of Nida. But every other week when she's tar, you could be in doubt that maybe these are the days of a Shiva Nikiyam of being a ziva, and she should have to immerse herself on the 7th day of every single week when she's tar to make it after the Shiva Nikiyam of the previous week when she was tummy. Says the Gemara, Lefnei Tashmish Kachashav, as we had mentioned this idea before, for Beis Hillel, the reason why Beis Hillel is not adding on immersions of Tefillah Zava is because only the Tefillahs that are before relations are being mentioned.
which is before day 35. Talacha Tashmash Lekachashim, the after relation is not mentioning. These days of Ziva are only possible after the 35th day, because that whole week is Tar, and the week before that's Tameh, is the fourth week, we're saying is only possibility of being Nid, it's not possibility of being Ziva. The only 2 weeks that we continue saying that maybe that's the end of the Shimnikim of Ziva, those are after the 35th night, going through those 10 weeks, that's already after Tashmash, but you still don't count those Tfilas. Says the Gemara, but it'll be Shami the Chosh of Lacha Tashmash, but according to Shami, that does count them. Like we said, he's counting all the whole 10 weeks, every single night, for his big count of 95 Tfilas because of Tfilas Yem Arch. So Nishim Nami Tfilas Zav. He should also count the Tfilah of the end of those clean weeks, where she might have been, the week that she was Tamei might have been Zavah, because we don't know, was the one before Nida? Was it still from the days of Tahara, of Har Leda? We don't know. So it might be Nida, might be Ziva. So then she Shefta immersed herself for the end of the clean weeks, that last day, because of the immersion of the Zavah, which is on the seventh day of the Shimnikim. So it's a different answer for Bejameh. Belay the Kamar, Beziva the Kamar. No, he only talks about the immersions related to birth, where we're saying we're not sure, did she give birth to a boy or to a girl and so on, but Beziva the Kamar, immersions for a Ziva, which is totally unrelated, that he doesn't count. But yeah, possibly one would have to have immersions for that too. But the Gemara says, but Vika, you let this Bezav. How could you say that? But Beishamik says clearly, as we described for everyone, we said that she, in the first few weeks, that she might have to go ahead and immerse herself during the daytime, like in the second week, because she might have given birth in the state of Ziva, and that's for maybe now during the daytime, because she might have been purified from her Ziva Shimnikim. So how are you saying that we're not counting immersions related to Ziva, only related to birth? Says the Gemara, no, you led this Bezav Kachashim. Giving birth in the state of Ziva, that they counted, because ultimately it's something related to the birthing. It's just, yeah, another element of Ziva. Ziva great dust like Chasar, something that's unrelated to the birth, it's just maybe that the blood that she saw made her into a Ziva. That's, we're not talking about, and therefore Bishamay also doesn't count those immersions in the total count of the amount of immersions that has to be done. Nothing more asked regarding both Bishamay and Bisil. Shvuasa kama da asil kaman. The first week that she comes in front of us. So we had mentioned in the count of counting how many immersions, we said the whole first week at nighttime she has to immerse herself. Because maybe she gave birth to a boy. I don't know, was it a week ago or right before? So every single night might be the end of the days of Leda. So she has to immerse herself at nighttime, which that's when you immerse yourself for the Leda. But that is the Gemara, letavla b'yayma. In that first week, she should also have to immerse herself during the daytime. Dilma kol yame b'yayma shlima lasi purim dida. Maybe every single day, she finished the counting of the Shimnikim of Ziva. And that you should have to count. Maybe she was Yiladis Bezav. Maybe she finished and it was a week already before she came here. And now every single day might have been the end of the Shimnikim. So the Gemara, no Haman, who's the Tana of this Brisa, is Rabbi Kivihi, as reported in the last parakeh of Samach Tesa and Aleph. Dama be'inun sefurim b'faneinu, he says that Shimnikim, it doesn't help just being clean. It has to be in front of us. We have to see a definitive cleansing period of not having Dam. So even though it turns out that she didn't, it wouldn't help. You wouldn't have to immerse yourself because we didn't see, we don't know. Therefore, the first week during the daytime, there's no requirement of immersions. But the Gemara has a different question. Soif Shavua Kama. On the seventh day, at the end of the first week, Latavla, she should have to immerse herself during the daytime because maybe, like we described the case, that she comes Ben Ashmasha during the twilight. Now, maybe twilight, that was during the daytime, because twilight is a doubtful day or night. And therefore, the first day that she came in front of us, that she was Tar, now you have the Shivnikim ending on the seventh day. And if that's the case, she should have to immerse herself now, because now you did have Shivnikim, and that's ending on the seventh day. Why do we say the whole seventh, the whole first week, only at nighttime you have to immerse and not during the day? Why don't you count the last day during the daytime? Says the Gemara, a concept we mentioned before, Chad, one immersion b'shavua in a week, l'kamayr, that we're not talking about. And as we mentioned before, the Gemara could have asked, according to Basil, you should have mentioned also another immersion in the immersions of the night times of the doubt of regarding birth, because since she comes during twilight, but that's what we said, that no, this answer also resolves it because of Chad b'shavua l'kamayr, therefore we don't ask that question. Yeah, you're right, you have to add on another one, we're not, according to Basil, we're not going to count that because we're not counting just singular immersions, we're counting only weeks. And if we don't count the first night, and we're also not counting the last day of the week. But the Gemara continues asking and says, Yoyma kama de asil kama on the tavla. The first day that she comes in front of us during the daytime, she should have to immerse herself. Dilma shemers yam keneged yam hi. Maybe she was a Zava, which means to say maybe the day before she had a Re'iyah during the days of Ziva. We don't know what her calendar is at all. And that means to say the next day she has to keep an immersion, she has to keep a clean day, and she has to immerse herself as a Zava Ketana.
So why didn't she have to immerse herself just to keep this one day? Says the Gemara, we're only talking about birth, and he led this bezav of long zavas, means to say a zavah gedayla, which is when she soaked for 3 days, thus necessitating 7 clean days and the carbon. That we're talking about. But zavah gedayla kemayr, but for 1 day, what's called a shemer sim keneged yam, that we weren't talking about. You're right. Maybe she would have to, but that we weren't talking about. We're only talking about things that are, like we said, week long, regarding like a zavah gedayla requires 7 clean days. So the Gemara concludes, Shema min utlas, we can infer 3 things related to this brayse that we brought in the previous staff. Shema min Rebbe Kiva, we could infer that the time of the brayse of Rebbe Kiva, like we had said, that the reason why we don't count the first week during the daytime that she has to immerse herself, because the Amar being in Sifur Mifanen, we said, wait a second, maybe she was a Zava and she has to have a Shiva Nikim. And maybe it's ending every single one of these days. We said, no, you can't have a Shem Nikim from what she came before us and now require immersions during the first week, because being in Sefer Mifanin, we have to have her counting in front of us, and that wasn't done in front of us. Shemamina, a second thing that we see from the brace is that Reb Shimini, as we mentioned that in the previous staff, and the reason why she can't have marital relations on the day of the 21st day, at the end of the third week, is because, although that's finishing everything, you can immerse yourself that day and you're done. Because the Amr, he says, Abul Amr Chacham, Asalasaskin, because the sage has said, although, yes, immersing on the 7th day of the Shem Nikim, you finish your Tahara procedure and you're really tar, but the sage said, you're forbidden to do that. Shema Tabal Yisabak, it might come to a situation of doubt. Because if she ends up having a Re'i of Dam after Tashmish on the 7th day, which is going to be sized through the whole Shem Nikim of that week, turns out he had relations with a Zava. And the third thing obvious from our price of both Bisham and Misil is that they hold that immersing in the first time possible is a mitzvah, and therefore you don't just wait all the way to the end. Because in contrast, and that was the machlekes Bisham and Misil, what are we counting? 95, 35. But in contrast, the third opinion, the price of both Rabbi Huda, he says, no, dialet tefillah b'acharein, that's enough for immersing all the way at the end. For lo mina tefillah b'zman mitzvah, we don't say that it's a mitzvah to have to immerse right away in the first possible time. And therefore, instead of immersing every day, every night, everything, he says, okay, just, you know, you can't go into the Beis HaMikdash, you can't partake a truma, just wait till the end, then you immerse, and then you have your Tahara, Mamanim Shach, you did the immersion for whatever the possibilities were all the way at the end. Now the Gemara continues with the next Mishnah, continuing on the theme of this Perek, Hamapelis, regarding miscarriage, regarding the definition of it in regards to laws of Leda for Tumas Yeladis, regarding if it's considered a birth of a child. So the Mishnah says, Hamapelis, if a woman miscarries an afterbirth, L'yayim Mem, on the 40th day from when she immersed in the mikvah, which is the time the earliest we can evaluate it for conception to see if there's a child over here. So says the Mishnah, in the cheshesh levlad. So we're not concerned that there's a child over here, because the whole formation of a child to be considered an embryo is only after 40 days. Here, she wasn't able to have relations before mikvah. It's only possible to be after 40 days, since the miscarriage was within 40 days, and including day 40, so there's no concern for a child over here for Tumas Yeledes. Now, but if it's day 41, now it could have been conceived right away and then been a child. So she has to sit in regards to the laws of Re'ia for a possible having given birth, having had the embryo that was miscarried, that was a stillborn, a male or a female, or even to just be like a Nida, because now when she had this what came out of her body, maybe there was no child. I mean, it was just dumb. So the Gemara actually explained what's the purpose of the utility of mentioning the possibility of a Zachar. As the Gemara explained, similarly, that doesn't add anything to the doubts that she has to have regarding her Tumah. B'shmola, I mean, he says, he disagrees. He says, Yayimim Aleph, day 41 from Mikvah, Teshuv LeZachar. Then she has to sit and consider the 7 days of Tumah, even a dry birth, that there's no dam of the possibility of being a Nida, but giving birth to a boy gives a Tumah of a Yeledis of 7 days, Ulanida. And she has to treat herself like a Nida if there is blood, because possibly there was no child here. But he holds that the 14 days of possibly giving birth to a girl doesn't apply, as he's going to explain, because he holds the formation of a girl is only after 81 days. Now, Yoim Pei Aleph, if there's a miscarriage after day 81 from last mikvah, then Teisha Lezach on the cable of Nida, then he holds that, then yeah, you have to have the possibility. Maybe it's a boy, maybe it's a girl now, and maybe there's no child, and just like a Nida. Now, so he explains, because a boy, the embryo to be considered a child is formed after 41 days, but a girl only after 81 days. Chachamim, they disagree. They say, no, echad b'riyas hazachar, echad b'riyas nekeva, whether for the formation of a boy or a girl, zebes and memalv, both of them are on day 41. Now, the Gemara asks, as we had alluded to the question, lama hosko zachar? Why, when we say that there's a doubt regarding the child, if there was a fetus over here that was miscarried, why do we mention the possibility of a male? If it's for a stringency of yimeza, a days of tuma, hakatani in the cave. I already mentioned that the possibility of it being a girl, which is 2 weeks, which is more than the days of tuma anyways of a boy. A boy is only of 7 days. This is, we're already saying she has to be tummy for 14 days. Vimile tahara, and if it's for the stringency of, oh, you're only limited for the yimei tahara of a boy, which is only for up till day 40, and not like that of a girl going up till day 80, that's also no purpose because it's continuing tuma days, hakatani nida. We already mentioned the third variable is that we say any blood that she sees, she's going to be tame, and that we don't give her any meitara at all. So what's the purpose of mentioning the possibility of zachar? So I think I'm going to answer the reason why I mentioned the possibility that you have to have the stringency of maybe it was a boy is for the following case. Shem tira yom lamadal. If 34 days after she gives birth, she has a re'iyah, she has dam. So we say that she's tame. Because although the pure days of the boys, even that which is the smallest amount of tahara continues up until day 40. But we're in doubt that maybe there was no child here at all. And therefore, now that she's having dam on day 34 after her birth, she has to be considered like halacha benid of a menstruating woman. Now, when she subsequently is v'tachzer v'tiru yoyim mem ve'echad, when she sees on day 41, meaning 8 days after she saw on day 34, so now she wants to go ahead and so I was a nida on day 34. So that concludes the 7 days of nida. Then the next 11 days is what's called yimei ziva, which means to say if you see one day there, you're not tummy for 7 days. You just have to be shemer siyam keneged yam. You just have to have 1 day of tahara. And because we said that, oh, we said that it's a, on that, the doubt is like this. This is where the element of zachar comes up. So we say, no, maybe that actually she had given birth, maybe on day 34, maybe when she had birth was actually a boy. And therefore, when she saw on day 34 after the quote, the birth, it was a boy, that was dam tahara. That was not any nida, because the day tahara of a boy continues up until day 40. So that comes out now on day 41, is actually the beginning of the nida. And therefore, temukul kelis ad memches. Therefore, she's not going to be viable until day 48, because she can't immerse herself until day 48, which is 8 days after the last time that she saw, because that was days of nida. And now she, and that was not days of nida, that was days of tahara. Now is the first time of seeing on day 41. Therefore, you have to wait until day 48, until you finish your days of nida, because not just enough to be shemer siyam keneged yam. And that is because, like, if you didn't have this doubt of being a boy, so then she would be able to immerse herself on the next day, on day 42, either way you look at it. If it wasn't a child all the way back in the beginning, so then now it's a shemer siyam keneged yam, because so there was never a child. So that means on day 34 was days of Nida. So day 41 is already done with the days of Nida. It's more than 7 days. You know, days of Ziva. So you just have to count 1 day of Tahara. And if you say originally it was a child, but it was a girl, so you're still in days of Tahara until days 80. So of course she could have relations. No dam is going to be tummy for anyone. It's only the doubt of maybe it's a boy that's going to ruin her in this situation. Because we don't know that it's a boy. But if it's a boy, that means to say that in day 34 was still Tara. Day 41 was the beginning of Nida, and therefore you have to wait until day 48, not until day 42. Same thing applies to a girl. In other words, the element of the doubt of being a girl also could make such a type of a problem, besides the primary halacha that we mentioned regarding the idea of the girl that days of 14 days of Tum in the beginning. But it's the same type of thing you have in this situation too. Shem Tiriyim Ayin Dalet. If she has a re'iyah of dam on day 74, v'tachzer v'tiru yom pe'alef, and then she again has a re'iyah of dam on day 81, going from when she gave birth, teimul kukelas ad pechas, so she's going to be in a state of ruin until day 88. She can't immerse herself until day 88. Now, as we explained, it would be obvious that what she had all the way in the beginning was not a child at all, so then she'd be able to immerse herself on the following day on day 82, because when she saw on day 81 was in 11 days between the days of Nida, because she saw more than 7 days earlier. Now, but since we're in doubt that maybe it's a child, so this re'iyah that she had on day 74 could be dam tahara, because if she was a girl, if she gave birth to a girl, she up until the 80s days of tahara. So that means to say right now in day 81 is the beginning of Nida, which then you have to wait for another 7 days, and then she cannot immerse until day 88. whereas if there was an element of a boy, that would be just like not having a baby at all, because that would have been over a long time ago. We would say again that this is Shemer Siyam. It's only because of it being a girl that we have this problem until day 88. Now, our Mishnah had a machlekes. Rabbi Shmuel, he said that if a woman miscarries on Yom Mem Aleph on day 41, you only teshuv lazachul nida. You only have the doubt of maybe that it was a child, that it's a boy, or no child at all. But you don't have a doubt that if it's a girl. Whereas the Chacham said that no, that even on day 41, there also you have a doubt not only if it's a boy, but also if it's a girl, or maybe there was no child at all. Now, Tanya learned the Brayso Rabbi Shmuel Aimer that Timei v'Tibe Zachar. He brings a proof to his opinion. He says there are days of Tumah of giving birth to a boy, and there's days of Tahar. Now, v'Timei v'Tibe Nekevin. There's also days of Tumah for giving birth to a girl, and days of Tahar. So he says the following comparison. Just like we're going on days of Tum and Tahar of giving birth to a boy, which is a sum total of 40 days altogether, because you have 7 days of Tum after giving birth to a boy, and then you have 33 days of Yimei Tahar. And you'd see Rasa Ki Yitzah, by there everyone agrees that the days of formation to be considered a viable fetus, to have a Tum of Yiladis, is also after 40 days in embryo, which is the same as the days of after you give birth to the boy. It says the same thing also, the days of Tum and Tahar of a girl, which is up until day 80, after birth, Yitzirasa Kayetza, but the days of formation in the embryo, in utero, is also the same amount of days. It's only after 80 days. So therefore he said, it's only a possibility of a girl after on day 81. To which Amalei, the sages said to him, no, Ein lemeidin Yitzir mitumah, don't learn days of formation in the mother's womb from the days of tumah, which is after the child is born. You're right. It's very interesting that you found by a boy that it happens to be the same amount, but that doesn't tell us anything regarding the formation of a girl in utero. Amr Lili Bishmal, they said to Bishmal, to prove their point, Maisa be Cleopatra Malchus Alexandrus. There was a story with Queen Cleopatra, the Queen of Alexandria, that her maidservants were liable for death because of something related to the government. Now, since they were going to be killed, they were going to be executed, so she decided to do an experiment on them, and she designated these maidservants for relations, and after 40 days, she tore open their womb, and she checked and she found both of them were both, one was carrying a boy, one was carrying a girl. Lemamalef, then on day 41, they were both complete. So you see, like us, that a girl doesn't get formed just on day 81, that it gets formed on day 41 too, like a boy. Which Amalehan, Yerushmal said to the sages, I'm bringing you proof from the Torah. And you're bringing me proof from the imbeciles? What type of proof are you bringing me? Says the Gemara, my Raya Min HaTorah, what was he saying that he's bringing a proof from the Torah? Ilei mitimei v'tar b'zachar mitimei v'tar b'nekeva v'chula. If it's because, like we just mentioned before, because he says, oh, we find Tumatara by a boy, and the days of Yitzira are both the same as 40. Here also Tumatara is 80, so the Yitzira should be 80. Says the Gemara, b'hakamile, ain't done Yitzira Tumah. But they already told him that that's not a good bona fide proof, because you can't learn that days of formation in utero from the days of Tumah after birth. So says the Gemara, no, Amakra, what he was bringing them, proof from the Torah, was a pasuk in Yikra. That says Taylit. The passing of Yikra Yud Bey says Im Nekeva Taylit. And if she gives birth to a girl, so it's going to be this amount of days of Tum and Tahar. Now that word Taylit is superfluous because the pasuk could have said and Vim Nekeva. And if it's a girl, then Vitameya Shavuim that she'll be Tumah for 2 weeks because we already talked about his Tumah birth. We said V'yol Dezachar she gives birth to a male. Why do you have to say the word Taylit? Ha'isav La Hakasav Leida Acheres B'Nekeva. The pasuk is adding on another same quantum of the element of days regarding formation, regarding a girl. Just like by a boy, the Yolda Zachar is after 40 days considered a vlad. So when it says the extra word tailored, say that same amount again by a girl, which is plus another 40, is only going to be after day 80 by the girl. Says the Gemara, Umay Raya Min HaShaitim, what did he mean that what the proof they're bringing from Queen Cleopatra is from the fools? Says the Gemara, because Amir could say, it's not a Raya with the experiment they did. The maidservant that was carrying the girl, that seemingly was on day 41, the same, there was a complete embryo as the boy, that was because although that she had designated them to have relations on the same day, maybe the one that carried the girl was already pregnant 40 days before, and there was really day 81. Says the Gemara, but Rabbanan, they disagreed. They said it was a good experiment because Sama Dinavtsashkinu, she gave them to drink this potion, this poison that causes a miscarriage, that it spreads out all the seed in her womb and makes it that it's going to lose whatever possibility of pregnancy there was inside. So therefore, it must have been started that same time in that relations, therefore it was day 41.
And that's the Gemara of Rabbi Shmuel. He would say, no, it could go for Dilemma Kabbal Sama. There are certain bodies that don't accept these poisons. It wouldn't have caused a miscarriage, and therefore it could have been day 81, and therefore held it's not a raya from these foolish experiments. Now, as some of Farshim explained, that this is the same incident, but in a different version, and the proof is going the other way. Amlam Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel said to them, Maisa b'Kleopatra Malchus Yavanis, and although here it's calling her a Greek king, because the history was that there was a certain relationship from Queen Cleopatra, both from the Alexandrian side and from the Greek side, that her maidservants were liable for death by the government. And they did an inspection, and this version of the story has it, that they found that when was the embryo completed? For the boy, it was on day 41. The girl, they checked on day 81, and then it was completed. So you see, it's only on day 81 that the fetus is completed as a girl. To which Amalai, they said to him, don't make proof from the fools. Says the Gemara, my time, but what's the problem with the experiment? Because they hold that no, a girl is also completed as a fetus on day 41. But the one that gave birth, the one that was carrying the girl, delayed 40 days and only conceived 40 days later. That's why day 81 was really day 41. But says Gemara Rabbi Shmuel, he would tell you that no, l'shoyim masrino. The Queen Cleopatra gave over these women to being guarded by guards, that no other men had relations with them except that same day. So how could you say that they only conceived 40 days later, no other man had relations 40 days later? But Rabbanan, they would tell you, no, ain't apotropos la rais. There's no guardians for illicit relations. You could say that even the guards themselves had relations with the women. We don't know. Maybe they had relations. Maybe they only conceived 40 days later, and therefore day 81 was really day 41. Therefore they said, it's not a proof from that experiment. Now the Gemara wonders and asks, according to Bishmal. And yeah, although he said that she gave them over to be guarded by guards, even so, how do we know that the girls were not formed until day 81? But maybe had they torn open the womb of the woman who was carrying the girl on day 41, instead of like they did and checked it on day 81, they would have found opened on day 41, maybe they would have been found just like the boy one on day 41, maybe would have seen that it's the same complete on day 41. So now Rama Abaye says, no, b'simin hin shavin. They found that when they opened up the one who was carrying the girl on day 81, her limbs and her hair and her fingernails and all those things were just exactly correlated to how the boy was on day 41. And therefore we know on day 81, according to that explanation, was only on day 81. And therefore he says that we see that a girl is only formed on day 81, but a boy is the one that's formed on day 41. Now, then the Mishnah continues, but Chachamim, the sages say, no, not like Rabbi Shmuel. Echad b'ri azachav, echad b'ri esnekev, v'chulu, with the formation of a boy or a girl in utero, it's on day 41, not day 81. Says Gemara, Chacham ha'ne Tana Kama. Well, the Chama is the same as the first Tana, who said that on day 41, when the woman miscarries, and we don't know what it is, she has to sit for a Zachar, a Nekeva, or like a Nida. So obviously we see that there's a doubt of a Nekeva on day 41, which is just like the Chacham. And Mechitim, if you're going to say that the reason why the purpose of the Sefer was to tell us, L'mistama Reisha, to explain the unspecified Reisha of the Tana Kama. Karabanan, to say that it's like the Rabbanan, like the, all the rabbis that we mentioned at the end of the Mishnah, and therefore v'yachad v'ram halacha gram, to tell you that, oh, you have an individual Rabbi Shmuel, and against the public, the majority, and therefore that's why the halacha is going to be like the first opinion. Well, pshita, obviously, that the stum is like the rabbim. We didn't have to say the sefer of the chacham, since Rabbi said it anonymously, and we don't find any individual Tana saying that, to say that, oh, it's that das yachad, obviously it's the rabbim. So what's the purpose of saying that the chacham at the end, which is the same opinion as the Tana Kama? Says the Gemara, no, you had to say it, because ma'udetem, what would you say, mistaber tamid Rabbi Shmuel? The reasoning of Rabbi Shmuel is logical, because he has a pasuk, the extra word tailor, that supports him, and therefore, although we knew that the Tana Kama is the Rabbim, maybe we would still say the halach is like Rabbi Shmuel. K'mash balan, therefore, the fact that Rabbi goes and repeats the same opinion again, in the terminology of v'chacham, the sages say, obviously he's coming to tell us the halach is like the anonymous first opinion mentioned, even though, you're right, Rabbi Shmuel, who disputes that, has this reasoning. But that's why we say the Chacham, to say the halacha is like the Chacham, that we consider the formation of a possibility of a girl on day 41 already, not day 81. Now, continuing on this larger topic, agadically, regarding the birthing period of and pregnancy, so Darsh Reb Simloi. Simloi expounded as follows. It says, "Lamaha v'lad daima b'me'ima. What could a child, a fetus, be compared to in utero, in the mother's womb?" So he says, it's lapinkas, it's like a ledger, which is like these boards that the priests would write on. Shemekupel, which is folded over umunach and placed like that, which that's how the child is when it's folded over in utero. Yadav al shtei tzedav, his hands on his two temples, because that's how the child is with his hands on his two temples. Shtei atzilav al beis arkavaisav, his two armpits on his two ankles, because that's how he's folded over. Beis akevav al beis agvaisav, and his two heels on his two buttocks. That's how his feet are folded under. V'reisha munach lebimirkov, and his head is placed between his knees. Upiv sasim, his mouth is closed. V'tibur pesuach, and his navel, his stomach area is open, which that's the umbilical cord that's open up into the mother. V'aichel m'mashi m'aicheles, and the fetus eats what the mother eats. I mean, that's how it gets nourished. V'sheis m'mashi m'sheisa, drinks what the mother drinks. Veina maitzirei, it doesn't release any waste matter. Shemiyar kasimik, because then it might kill the mother, because the area of the womb is not so wide to gather all the waste matter that gathered over there. It would be toxic. V'kimin sheyatzlav ha'olam, and once the child comes out to the ear space of the world, when he's born, so then the reverse happens. Niftach hasasim, what was closed up until now, the mouth opens up. V'nistam ha'pasuch, and what was opened up until now, which was the navel area, gets closed. As the Gemara explains, shel molly kain in yochalichias afilas shachas, because if it wouldn't be that case, the child wouldn't be able to live even for one moment, not inside and not outside. So that has to switch right away at the moment of birth. V'neir dalek le'al roishay, and he has like a candle lit on his head. V'tzeifu mabed m'tzeifu oil matzeifu, and he's able, this child is able to look and see from one end of the world to the other end of the world. Shnamek to the pasuk in Eiv. Behilei neiroi ali reishi, with the lit candle that was on my head, lo'oiroi elecheshech, to his light, I can go in the dark. Which the child's in the dark over there in utero, but he could see with this great light from one end of the world to the other. As the Gemara says, v'altitma, don't wonder how this is possible. Shari adam yashin kan, the person could be sleeping over here. V'roi chalem aspamya, he could see in his dream, aspamya, Spain, he could see the other end of the world. We see that that is such a possibility. There's no greater days that a person is dwelling in goodness than those days when he's in utero. Shemak says in the pasuk before that, over there in Eiv, says, who can place me like in the months of old, like in the days when God protected me? Says the Gemara, what are days that we mention only with months, and we don't mention them by years, like it's saying, those are the months of birth, which we go with months, it's 9 months, 7 months, it goes by months, and doesn't go by years. And they teach him the whole entire Torah, and it says the pasuk in Mishlei. He taught me, and he says to me, let my word support your heart, safeguard my mitzvahs and live. Like it says in the pasuk over there in Eiv, after that says b'soy delaha alei aholi, and the secret of God is on my tent. Says Gemara, my vayim, why do we have to bring another pasuk? So v'chitim, if you're going to say that the pasuk of Mishlei is Nabi Hu Dekamar, Shlomo Melech is saying that the Torah that he was taught was through prophecy, not necessarily as a fetus. Tashema, that's what the Gemara brings the other pasuk b'soy delaha alei aholi, that the secret of God is on my tent. Which, as we explained, the pesukim over there are talking about in the months of pregnancy, where it says ki archi kedem. So we see that all those secrets of Hashem, the Torah, is taught to him as a fetus. Now, but the kivin shabala abo oil, once he comes to the ear space of the world, bo malach v'satra apiv. Then the malach comes and slaps him on the mouth, u'mashakche kol ha'tarakula, makes him forget the whole entire Torah. Shlomek says the pasuk in Bereishis, la pesach chatas reivitz, to the opening, when he comes out of the opening into the world, then sin is crouching over there, because then he forgets all his learning. But he doesn't leave from the uterus until they make him swear. Shnomak says in the pasuk in Yeshaya, "Kili tichra kol berach," because Hashem says, because for me all the knees will kneel, will bow down. Tishav kolosh, and all tongues will swear. So as the Gemara explains, what does this mean? "Kili tichra kol berach," because to me all the knees will kneel. Zayim amisa, that's the day of death. Shnomak says the pasuk in Tilim, if lefon of yichru, in front of him will kneel, kol yoydei offer, all those who go down to the earth, which is the day of death. And to shavu kalashin, all the tongues will swear, zeyem aleida, that's the day of birth. Shnomak says the pasuk in Tilim, nekicha paim of our levav, the clean palms and the pure heart, asher leinosel ashav nafshay, that did not take in vain his soul, v'leinish balamirma, he didn't swear in vain. I mean to say that he fulfilled the vow to keep the whole Torah. Because if one would think that this pasuk is talking about just keeping any vows, what, because he didn't take a vow in forgery, so that's from what the pasuk says, that he could be Yalla Bahar Hashem, go up to the mountain of Hashem. Obviously, he's talking about a very important type of an oath, which is the oath of the day of being born. And says the Gemara, Mahi Yashvush Mishbin, they say, what's the oath to make him swear, which is this tantamount oath? It's Tihi Tzadik Valti Rasha. Be righteous, don't be wicked. And even if the whole world tells you that you're righteous, you should be in your eyes like a wicked person. Don't consider yourself so righteous. You should know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is pure, and his attendants are pure, and the soul that he gave in, that he put in you is pure. If you protect it in purity, then good. But if not, I'm going to take it from you, and then the person's not going to survive. Now, Tanbei Bishmol, the Bryce was taught in the Shiva Bishmol, that Mashal a Kain Shemasa Trumalama Arts V'amalai. This can be compared to a Kain that gave over Truma, which has to be kept with Shmira in Tahara, to an ignoramus, and he said, Imatim Meshamer B'Tahara Mutim. If you protect it in purity, then good. V'mlav Harini Sarfel of Nech B'Vna, I'm going to burn it in front of you. Where, because if it becomes tummy, then you can't use it anymore, it has to be burned. Same thing is to the body, which is like the Amaretz, say, I'm putting a soul in front of him, giving some mitar, protect this. Because if not, then you can't use this anymore and it's going to be taken away. So Amr Balazi says, he continues to have a manav micro. What's the pasuk that we see that they make the fetus take an oath in the day that it's being born? So pasuk can tell him. David Melch says, Mimeimi atagaizi. From my mother's womb, you pulled me forth. Now, but we're interpreting gaizi as from my mother's womb, you made me swear. Because my mashm da guzi lishna dishtabui, who, where do we see that's a terminology of taking an oath? Because if Sivda Pas is in Yirmiya, which the little translation, like we said before, Gazi Nizuch means say cut off your Naziris, which is the long hair from Naziris, Vashlichi, throw it away. But Nizuch is a terminology of Naziris, which is taken through a vow, which is similar to an oath. So we see that Gazi is used in the context of an oath, and that's how we know that Mime'imi Atagazi means to say that from the mother's womb, you made me take an oath, which is the oath, Titzadik Baal Tei Rasha.